quite a few moving parts to your question, so I'll just take them chronologically as you raise them. Firstly, will you have an issue extending your employment visa when it comes up for expiry in July of next year, which happens to be your 7-year anniversary date? Well, the short answer is yes, you will have a problem getting an extension to your employment visa if you are not gainfully employed, or rather have an offer of employment from a suitable and credible employer in Hong Kong at that time, because the conditions for you to extend your residence visa don't prevail. That is, the rationale for you getting the residence visa was employment, and if you're no longer working, then clearly the rationale for you being in Hong Kong has been defeated. So, insofar as an extension goes, next year, if you don't have an offer of employment in the meantime, you'll definitely not be able to get an extension. Secondly, insofar as the employer submitting the ID 56 to the Inland Revenue Department, stipulating, or rather nominating, that you are leaving Hong Kong, well, your employer has got a statutory obligation under revenue law to notify the Immigration Department about the prospect of foreign national employed individuals potentially leaving Hong Kong without finalising their taxation affairs in that regard. So given that your past employer is really just complying with statutory obligations, it doesn't actually have any impact on your residence status as such, because clearly the fact that your employer is fulfilling its legal obligations doesn't say anything about what your own state of mind is as regards your continuing residence in Hong Kong. So yes, there's no negative impact on your immigration status. Essentially what will happen is that your current employment visa will just continue to prevail and through to the July 29th date, albeit the privileges to work will be suspended, but your privilege to reside is maintained. But you are, as I say, expected to leave on the 29th of next year if you don't have the circumstances in play that would afford you the ability to get an extension to that visa predicated on some continuing rationale that may or may not be employment. I guess it just depends on what you decide between now and then. Next part of your question really speaks to maintaining your eligibility for the right of abode in your circumstances. Well, bearing in mind that they get two privileges to your current employment visa, that's the privilege to work on the one hand and the privilege to reside on the other. So long as you are resident in Hong Kong, even whilst your privileges to work have been suspended, that residence in Hong Kong will count towards your continuity of ordinary residence for the purposes of a right of abode application. And when you do go on to make your right of abode application, you need to show you've been continuously and ordinarily resident in Hong Kong for the requisite 7 years. And any absences from Hong Kong in that time need to have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind in Hong Kong to return back to at the end of each temporary stay abroad, whether that temporary stay abroad was of long or of short duration. So essentially, if you decide to pop off for a couple of months between now and your 7-year anniversary, as long as you maintain all the vestiges of a normal, ordinary, settled life in Hong Kong to return back to, and the cumulative total of your time away is less than 6 months between now and then, I don't believe that you'd have too many problems persuading the Immigration Department at the 7-year mark that that time spent away for those short trips did not break your continuity of ordinary residence. So, yeah, I do think you'll be okay in relation to the time that you spend away now. Insofar as the course that you want to do, as long as it is permitted under your current immigration permissions and usually informal courses of study that are part-time, are permitted activity under an employment visa, even if the employment privileges have been suspended. But I would suggest that you double check with the school itself to determine whether or not a specific student visa consent is required for you to uptake those courses for the 2 months that you're thinking about. Now, the real big problem here, I suspect, is this idea that your current employment visa expires on exactly the same day as your 7-year anniversary. And given that you need to have a valid residence visa at the point of submitting your application for the right of abode, which you can do 30 days before your current limit of stay expires, which is your 7-year anniversary, as I said, and you need to have a residence visa that's valid in your passport on the day that the Immigration Department finalise your application. If you don't have the conditions in play at the time of the 7-year mark to give you a residence visa that carries you over the 7-year mark, at least for a month or so, given that it normally takes the Immigration Department a couple of months to finalise these right of abode applications, you may, if circumstances conspire against you, find yourself with an application for the right of abode that, for one reason or another, hasn't been finalised by the time your 7-year anniversary is up, in which case you won't have the qualifying residence visa that you need to allow the Immigration Department to finalise that right of abode application. So I have discussed this previously on the blog, but in short, what you need to do is either engineer a situation where you can get an extension to your current limit of stay to carry you over the 7-year mark. That could be through getting an alternate job offer and getting an extension to your employment visa in the run into the 7-year, so that by the time you do file your right of abode application, you'll have a great deal of status over the 7-year line, so that you can not have to worry about that too much. Or, essentially, what you do is you prepare your application 30 days in advance of the 7-year anniversary, and in a sense, write on the front of your cover letter, my expiry date is the same as my current employment visa expiry date is the same as my 7-year anniversary. Make that very clear at the beginning of your submissions. Include in your application bundle absolutely everything that the Immigration Department are going to need to be able to finalise your application positively, so that they don't have to engage in correspondence with you. Because whilst the Immigration Department will uptake some preparation on your application, they are hidebound by law to actually finalise your application only after the 7 years have accrued. So if you've got a scenario where you've had the application in for 30 days before, you've notified the officer who will be eventually tasked with your application about the expiry date conundrum, then if included in the bundle is everything that he needs to say yes positively to it, and he can finalise it to the extent that he can call you and then say, I'm about to finalise your right of abode application, we need to do it on the day of your 7-year anniversary. If you get an officer whose workload permits that and whose experience allows him to understand that that is a suitable way to manage a problem like yours, you might get lucky and you might be able to have the officer finalise on exactly your 7-year anniversary date. But it's fraught with difficulty. You never know whether that application technique is going to meet success, because you don't know which offices you're going to get, and you don't know what kind of caseload they're going to have, and indeed your case might have some wrinkles in it that you're probably not familiar with, and it may then cause the officer to write to you to request further information, and therefore the time where you can bundle everything together and get it completed on the same day might be very limited indeed. So I think I've dealt with all of your questions. As I said, quite a few moving parts to it. I hope you found that useful.